This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank, and I'm joined by Southeast Indiana agronomist Jason Geis from Pioneer as we get you another Pioneer agronomy update. Plenty to talk about. And as we open up a new week, Jason, we have, as part of our talking points, a shift in the weather pattern. It has gotten warmer, a whole lot warmer over the weekend. That was nice, although some got rain. And I think many did not get as much rain as expected, probably in your Southeast Indiana area as well. Not quite what we were expecting rain-wise.
Sure, that's correct, Andy. Yeah, we were watching the forecast and expected to get rained out on Friday, but some of those didn't really materialize. So driving around over the weekend, I still saw planters rolling yesterday afternoon, and I suspect there's probably still some out this morning. However, one thing that has been challenging, I'm sure you've noticed as well, it's been super windy the past few days. So I have heard a lot of comments on how spraying's been a challenge to get that job done. But certainly had a lot more planters rolling later in the week than what we would have expected.
Yeah, extremely windy, which is good really only for dry down. Let's talk about progress so far. We have a crop progress report coming out Monday afternoon. I won't ask you to predict, but just a general sense of where we are as far as planting progress from your perspective.
Oh, that's always a tough question. I would estimate maybe we're sitting somewhere between 10 to 20% done down in this part of the state, but that's just a guess from my end.
So we're moving along, and does it seem as though we'll get some good progress in this week from what you can tell?
I think so. There's rain in the forecast today, but we'll have to see what happens here as that moves across the state. But certainly soil temperatures are favorable. I don't see anything cold in the forecast, so soil temps should not be a concern anytime here in the near future. It's just a matter of whether we can miss some of these rains that are in the forecast.
So with the warm-up, the question that you're getting is soybean seed treatments. Do I still use the seed treatments? So let's talk about the answer or answers to that question and the benefits to seed treatments and whether or not you're recommending that the farmers continue to use them.
Yeah, as planting's been delayed just a little bit compared to when guys wanted to get started, that has been a common question here over the past week and a half. But I guess my short answer is yes, I still think they're important. The Crop Protection Network puts out an update on estimated disease loss every year, or estimated yield loss from soybean diseases every year. And normally what you see at the top is going to be soybean cyst nematode, sudden death syndrome, Phytophthora, and other seedling diseases normally fall somewhere at the top of that list. And those are all diseases that need to be managed before your seed goes in the ground. And some of those diseases also have a genetic tolerance piece to it. But seed treatments are a tool in the toolbox for those. And depending on which disease you're talking about, some of those, you are correct, like cold, wet soils, like Pythium or sudden death syndrome, are more likely to infect in those cold, wet soils. But there's a handful of those diseases that actually like warmer soils as well. So Phytophthora is one that likes warm, wet soils to infect the plant. And then Fusarium is another seedling disease that can infect in a wide range of soil conditions. And then, you know, if we're talking about nematodes, you know, those can impact soybeans. The damage is typically worse when it's hot and dry. So just because it's getting later, things are emerging quicker, there's still certainly plenty of opportunity for our stands to get impacted by seedling diseases. Another piece of the seed treatment component, Andy, would be the insecticide piece. You know, I think a couple of my counterparts mentioned how heavy the winter annual pressure was in a couple of their prior interviews. And certainly we had heavier winter annual pressure. They greened up early in March when we had that really warm spell. One insect that I see being a concern, and I'm starting to hear reports from my counterpart down in Southwest Indiana, would be seed corn maggot. So those adult flies either like to lay in manure or in fields with decaying plant residue. They seem to be attracted to those, that decaying plant residue. And like I mentioned, there's been very heavy winter annual pressure. So I think that that insecticide piece is still going to be very important as guys are out planting soybeans. So I would say industry standard, you know, most seed treatments contain imidacloprid or thiamethoxam. Pioneer also has a new treatment called Lumiderm that's really good on seed corn maggot. So that'd be another thing to consider when it comes to the seed treatment front.
And as we talk about the varying approaches to planting, those who were able to get a good start early, those that really have had to pause, and maybe will really start to get untracked here this week, let's talk about preparation for planting or resumption of planting and planter settings.
So if you had the opportunity to get out and plant in one of those earlier windows and you have plants starting to emerge, you know, I always like to tell growers to pause, and especially if you get rained out, you know, things are slower, go out and check your stands. Did you achieve the results that you're wanting to? You know, are you getting uniform emergence, which we know is very important with corn? How's your spacing? You know, did you achieve what you wanted to achieve? And then if you haven't had the opportunity or you don't have anything coming up, I guess this would be my reminder to do a pre-trip inspection, so to speak. You know, walk around the planter. You know, we can cover a lot of acres in one day anymore. And because of that, we can also have issues on a lot of acres in one day, right? So it's not uncommon to get a call in the spring and find one row that's maybe stunted or not emerging as well. So maybe we broke a spring or something like that, or didn't have the right closing wheel pressure. Maybe one of our 2x2 row starter rows was worn or got bent, and we put fertilizer closer to the row and the fertilizer burned those roots. So just, you know, take the time to walk around the planter and make sure that you're getting good seed soil contact. Make sure nothing looks out of the norm, because we only get one shot to really get a good uniform stand.
Sounds like a planting pause because of weather at least has a bit of a silver lining in that, as you're suggesting, there's an opportunity to go check, see if you're happy with what you have, and if not, make adjustments.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's always go, go, go when the weather breaks. And then there's always that opportunity to pause and make sure that you're achieving your goals, you know, whatever you were shooting for, when the weather does cause you to slow down.
Pioneer's Jason Geis with another great update from Pioneer. And we appreciate it, Jason. Have a great week.
Thank you. Have a safe spring. I would encourage everyone on the road to use caution and patience this time of year. Lots of large farm equipment on the roads, moving from field to field, and you know, just use patience and caution so we can all have a safe spring.
Once again, Indiana agronomist Jason Geis joining us from Pioneer here on Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank.